His second question, I believe we answered it, but again, for the sake of benefit, he was asking about the number of tasbih, tahmid, and tahleel, and how to terminate this at the end. Is it by making takbir 34 times or by saying La ilaha illallah, the 100?
In the long hadith, when the poor companions came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, complaining that the rich companions are competing with them and surpassing them, he said, and how is that? They said, Ya Rasulullah, they pray as we pray, they fast as we do fast, and they do something extra that we cannot match up with them, we cannot catch up with them. What is it? They said that they have wealth, which they give in a charity, and we cannot. We take actually from their charity. So the Prophet ﷺ advised them. He said that, I'm going to advise you something that if you do it, you would beat up everybody, the very first and the very last, and you would just compete with them. What is it that after every salah, do tasbih 33 times, tahmid 33 times, and takbir 33 times. This is the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're having another hadith where a person, there is the takeaway, tasbih, if I may say it so, that a person, if he's in a hurry, can just say subhanallah 11 times, alhamdulillah 11 times, and Allahu Akbar 11 times. In case that the person would make the complete course of 33 times, tasbih, tahmid, takbir, with reflection upon each dhikr that the person would do, he would seal up the 100 by saying, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. This is the practice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I also recall Brother Riyad as asking that what is the relation between the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the 99 tasbih and so on. I cannot link them to each other because I do not have any reference that they were made 99 because of the 99. In addition to, we've stated repeatedly before that the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which most people memorize are not the only names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's names and attributes are beyond count. In the hadith, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as follows. We say that, O Allah, we ask you by every name that which you named yourself with, that you revealed in your book, you taught any of your living creature, or you preserved in the knowledge of the unseen with you. So there are even more names and attributes which we don't know. Many in the sunnah, and many not included in the list of the 99 names, but those names, those who would learn them and act upon them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would enter him to paradise. But trying to link this to that, this is an extra effort which were not required by any mean to exert.
Okay. Sheikh, I believe the 33 times to say the tasbih, 33 times to say the tahmid, and the takbir 34 times is the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam
before sleeping
to Ali bin Abi Talib, yeah, and Fatima.
When Aisha, when Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, that complained to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that her hands were worn out of grinding the grains. So she went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her father is the commander of chief of an entire ummah, the most victorious ummah back then. And she asked for a khadim, for a servant, for a maid. Many people had maids, actually every family, except for a few. So Fatima, the dearest, went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked him for a maid. So the Prophet ﷺ advised her and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma by saying, shall I guide you to something much better than a maid would assist you in your entire life, that whenever you're ready to sleep while lying on your bed, say subhanallah 33 times, alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. So the total is 100 times. The interesting part of this hadith is that they did what the Prophet ﷺ. They did not protest. She did not complain that how come he did not give me a maid while he's giving everybody. No, she did. And because they believed in that and they trusted the promise of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, it did work with them. And it should work with everybody who believes in Allah and in his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and puts his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best way. So that is the difference between 34 takbir and 33 tasbih. Okay.